The food was extremely healthy. The fat ration was 2 ounces a week of butter and lard, a pound of sugar, I think, a month, a pound of preserves a month, sort of one egg. And then they introduced dried egg, which most people thought was perfectly horrible, but I'd rather liked it. And then you had these spam and snook and all these funny things that came. Snook was a kind of fish, I'm not quite sure what, but fish was virtually unobtainable, except for a tinned salmon from Canada. You get a certain amount of that on points. You had 20 points a week, which you could spend on other things in the grocery. But of course, there was a lot of barter. And everybody with gardens, when they had a surplus, they bartered it. But also, they did a terrific lot of preserving. The eggs, when there was a surplus, were preserved in water glass, which nobody's ever heard of now. My mother also kept bees. And so she had honey to exchange and so on from time to time. And so, this village during the war was completely self-supporting.